Torah in Old West London, Thursday, Chof Gemel Sivan, the 3rd of June, Harav Eli Brunner Shlita, Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
Shus Maya Rabbi Zayn, as you just heard, today is Chof Gemel Sivan. It's the yacht site of my Elfa Zayde, Rabbi Yudha Asa, Zecha Tzadik Rekodesh Mirocha, Ben Rab Yisrael, Zecha Tzadik Mirocha, Zchusa Yogan Lenei Makon Yisrael. And as you just heard before now from the Rebbe, that it's Loshon Hara, what the Maraglim spoke about Eretz Yisrael, it's a Shvera Parash, of course, and it's from through that they caused, they caused the Golos, for that Klal Yisrael had to go in the Midbar for 40 years, Ad Toim Kol Adorahu, till that whole generation was finished, and then Klal Yisrael were able to come into Eretz Yisrael. So, of course, as Chazal say, there are Anoshim Tzadikim at the time. At any rate, it was a Loshon Hara. You can't get away from it, as Rabbi Yaakov said, is the Bosom Ro. And the Chofetz Chaim Taker says that, how are you Mesakin Loshon Hara with Loshon Toiv? The best Loshon Toiv is Torah, Divrei Torah. Toiv li Torah spicho malfezor v'chosev. It says Taker by Sheni, and after the Torah lists up all the Nesiim and the Shvatim who went out for the Meraglim, it says Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Ulokachtem mepri ha'oretz, you should take from the fruit of the land. V'hayomim yemei bikurei anovim." That time was the time of the bikurim. So the Mefarshim asked, "Well, amaynaf kimina? If it was bikurim, if it was winter, it was summer. Who cares what time of the year it was? Was enough kimina?" So the Chizkuni, one of the Rishonim, he says that Loilam is also Shver. Why does it say Lekachtem mipri ha'oretz? It should say V'haveisem, you should bring back. Lekachtem is always a Loshon Lekicha, to buy. We learn from the Gemara Kiddushin, Kicha, Kicha from Ephraim. Why did they have to buy the fruit? Say Poshet, V'haveisem, and bring back the fruit. So, unless Mazeda asked the Kasha, Loilam, what's the whole business? Chazal say, Eretz Yisrael is Mukhsekes Mavriseinu, the Torah is Yerusha. We've got Eretz Yisrael is ours, the land of Eretz Yisrael, it's been given the Yerusha. So therefore we would be allowed to take from the place of Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't even need to buy it, it's ours. So there wouldn't be a problem of Gezalakum here, because Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. Why did they have to do a Lekich altogether? So he says that even if we'll say Eretz Yisrael is ours, and it is ours, the land is ours, but that's only the land. The Guf HaKalka belongs to us. But the Peres that goes there, that belonged to the Shiva Amimim who were there before us. The Peres is theirs. But that, he says, that's only if we say if they bought the Peres, the such kind of Peres which doesn't need the Kalka anymore. They were fully grown, they were ripe. Because Peres HaTzichim LeKalka, says the Gemara, is KeKalka Domi. They've got a din of a land. And the karka, our the land, is muhzekes lonu me'avisenu. That he says. Therefore, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them ulekachtem mepri ha'oretz. And we said ein kicha is only kesef. You have to buy it, as the Chosun says. You'll ask a kasha. And he saw it's muhzek me'avisenu. It's ours. So why do we need to buy it? On that, why the pasuk says ulekach v'hayomim yemei bikurei anovim. That was the time when it was the bikurim. So the fruit were already ripe. So if the fruit were ripe, it didn't need the land anymore. Mm-hmm. And therefore it belongs to us. And therefore, but the land is ours, but not the payers. And therefore it had to say, Ulekachtem epriyot. The Arizal writes in Ksovim, Kisvi Arizal, that the Bikurim is a tikkun for the Meraglim. Why? Because the Meraglim spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. So we bring the Bikurim, that the Meraglim degraded Eretz Yisrael. We bring the Bikurim to upgrade the Peres. The Bikurim comes only from the Shiva Saminim. Must come from the Shiva Saminim, which grow in Eretz Yisrael. You couldn't bring grapes or figs or dates from Italy or from France. It must have to come from Eretz Yisrael. So by us bringing the Bikurim, we are now being Meshabeach, the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Contrary to what the Meraglim did, they degraded Eretz Yisrael. Now, Lema Olam, most of the sugya of of Eretz, how choshev Eretz Yisrael is for us, whether there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh or not. The Gemara discusses in the end of Ksubas, and it's basically at the Rambam, in the Rambam Hilchas Melochim, they deal with this. The Rambam writes in Perek Hei Hilchas Melochim, G'doyle chachomim hoyo menashkim avnei Eretz Yisrael. When the G'doylem arrived in Eretz Yisrael, they would kiss the stones of Eretz Yisrael to show their love to Eretz Yisrael. Umiskalgelin al afro. They would roll themselves in the earth. Chen roim, as it says, ki rotsa avodecha savoneo vesafola yuchoynenu. Your avodim, your servants, they said to the Ribono Shel Olam, they love the stones of Eretz Yisrael, and they roll themselves in the earth to show what chen they've got, yuchonenu, what chen they have for Eretz Yisrael. And Chachomim say, kol hashoichem be'Eretz Yisrael, anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, avonos of mechulin, his aveyos are mochel, the Kodesh Baruch is mochel his aveyos. Not only that, Mogen Avraham Paskins, afino holach dalad amas, someone just walks dalad amas in Eretz Yisrael, zoiche lechai oilem abo. He has, with that alone, he gets a schus for oilem abo. And then if someone is buried in Eretz Yisrael, again his aveyas have all been forgiven. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, you can't compare someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael and then is buried in Eretz Yisrael to someone who lives in Chutz Lo'aretz and later on is brought over to Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, we do find, even in Chumash, already Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, they were both nifter in Chutz Lo'aretz, they were both nifter in Mitzrayim, and they were asked their children that they should be brought over to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam writes, "Kol hayoytze me'Eretz Yisrael l'Chutz Lo'aretz." Anybody who leaves Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lo'aretz, it's ki'ilo ibn avodah zara. It's so chomo. We'll come back to that point. There is a machlokes rishonim whether there is a mitzvah bizman hazeh of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is there a chiyuv nowadays to live in Eretz Yisrael? Agam, the Rambam writes that there are so many milas to live in Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, he never writes, not one single time in the whole of Hilchas Melochim, that it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, it's a mila to live there, he says, but he doesn't say it's a mitzvah. He writes in Perek Hei Hilchas Melochim, Halachotes, I'm quoting his Loshon, also lotzeis me'Eretz Yisrael l'chutz lo'aretz. It's forbidden to leave Eretz Yisrael to go and live in Chutz lo'aretz, Elo, only for three conditions. Lil Matoya, if you've got a Rebbe in Chutz Lo'aretz, which you don't have in Eretz Yisrael, to learn Torah you can go to Chutz Lo'aretz. Or Yelisa Isha, you've got a Shidduch, which is in Chutz Lo'aretz lined up for you, but there doesn't seem to be any outlook of a Shidduch in Eretz Yisrael. Or Yelahatzel Min HaGoyim, there's a time when the Goyim have got a Shlita there overpowering Klal Yisrael, and you've got a possibility to save your life, Pikuach Nefesh, and we know Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaMitzvah Shebetoyah, he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for these three reasons and to live in Chutz Lo'aretz. And then, if he can, V'yachzel Lo'aretz, if possible he should come back to Eretz Yisrael, and likewise he adds, V'chein Yoytzuhu L'schoyah, if he's got for Panosa. Panosa, if he doesn't have Panosa in Eretz Yisrael, but he's got a Panosa lined up in Chutz Lo'aretz, he would be allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go and live in Chutz Lo'aretz. Aber Lishko in Chutz Lo'aretz, to live in Chutz Lo'aretz, would be also, Elim Kin Chozak Olov. He's talking about there, if there's a famine, the famine is very strong, and then only for those conditions would he be allowed to live in Chutz Lo'aretz.
So this is all talking about someone who's born in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, hold on, wait a second.
Does the Rambam himself never live?
Oh, we're coming to right now. He hit the nail on the head. Which is a big plea on the Rambam. The Rambam himself, he lived in Mitzrayim. He lived in Egypt, and so did the Radvaz. Really, we don't have the time now. It's a shiur on its own. What was the heter for the Rambam to live in Eretz Yisrael? In fact, he signs his letters in Chutz Lo'aretz, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. And on that, the Torah says that you're not allowed to go back to Egypt, which is also a machloikas. Does it mean the way Klal Yisrael came out from Eretz Yisrael, that route, we're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim? But at any rate, the Rambam writes, when he signs off his letters, he puts it here, after he writes his signature, he writes, Moshe ben Maimon, ho'oiver b'chol yoim, he says, he's over every day on the Issa of Logar to live in Eretz in Mitzrayim, to live in Egypt. So he himself felt guilty that he's living in Mitzrayim. Some say the reason why he lived in Egypt was because the Sultan in those days found out about the Rambam that he was such a top physician and he wasn't well and nobody could cure him. So he called for the Rambam. He asked the Rambam to come, and if he wouldn't, he would kill him on the spot. Als Pikuach Nefesh, they say that was the heter why the Rambam found it necessary to live in Mitzrayim, to live in Egypt. At any case, nowhere do we find in the Rambam's writings that it's actually a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. As we said, it's an issa to leave, but it doesn't say it's actually a mitzvah. However, the Ramban argues outrightly with the Rambam, and the Ramban writes on the Pasuk in Masei, Vohirashtem es Oretz, Vishavtem, you should drive out the Goyim there, the Shiva Amimim, and take possession of Eretz Yisrael. There says the Rambam, I'm quoting his Loshon, Al Dati, according to my opinion, says the Ramban, Mitzvah Sasei, it's a Mitzvah Sasei, Yitzavu Oisem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded them, Sheyeshu Be'etz Yisrael, we should live in Eretz Yisrael, V'yosho Oisem, we should inherit it, take possession of it, Ki Hu Nosno Lehem, he gave it to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them, V'lo Yimosu Benachalas Hashem, we shouldn't be memais, it shouldn't become repulsive in our eyes that we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban adds on that pasuk is in a mitzvah sasei, the Yosho Isakim, the Yeshua Isakim, it's actually the pasuk where Rashtem is Oletz, Vishavtem Bo, is a mitzvah sasei. And he repeats this over the Torah, as we find the several psukim, which brings out the point that living in Eretz Yisrael in actual fact is a mitzvah. Most poskim do take on, like the Ramban, that it's a mitzvah sasei to live in Eretz Yisrael, even bisman hazeh, which is very controversial, as we'll soon see. The Minchas Chinuch brings in the name of the Pa'asa Shulchan. The Pa'asa Shulchan was written by Rabbi Yisrael Sklov. Rabbi Yisrael Sklov, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a Talmud Mubek of the Vilna Gaon, and his famous sefer was the Pa'asa Shulchan. And he goes along with the shita of the Ramban that it's a mitzvah even bisman hazeh to live in Eretz Yisrael. Agam his Rebbe, we know the Vilna Gaon did not live in Eretz Yisrael, lived in Vilna. What? Well, we do find in the Ksovim, it is brought down that the Vilna Gaon did set off to live in Eretz Yisrael. And for some reason, everybody speculates, but we don't really know the emes reason, he had to turn back. He came back, he did not live in Eretz Yisrael. And they say, had the Vilna Gaon reached Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach would have come on the spot, then and there. Rabbi Sklov was the Talmud Mubak of the Vilna Gaon, and that's where all the Minhag HaGor come from, Rabbi Sklov. He was the first of the Gro, the Talmid HaGor, to get to Eretz Yisrael. Even Achab up to also, after the Vilna Gaon was lifted, they also tried to take over his body to Eretz Yisrael, and for several reasons again, they weren't matzliach, they weren't able to take him over, and he's still Ada Yom Hazeh, his remains are in Vilna. The Marit, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, writes in Tshuvas that the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, even though if we'll take on that shitta, that there is a mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael bisman hazeh, but he says it's not because of the mitzvah atluyus bo'oretz. Because mitzvah atluyus bo'oretz, as we'll soon see, is connected with the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the shaila is, do we have that kedusha which was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash bisman hazeh, as it was then? Some people want to make a point of buying a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael in order to be mekayim mitzvahs atluyus bo'oretz, whether it's a mitzvah sasei or not to be any mitzvahs luyus sasei, l'moshel to be mekayim neged shechem peah in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zechayin Rinocha, he writes in Chuvas, in Eben Ezer, in Simon Kupchov, he takes on and he says, Loif Poiskim, say, that with the Shitta of the Ramban, that it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael Bizman Azeh. But he says it's poshut, he writes, Ein ze mitzvah chiyuvis she'al haguf. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis incumbent on every person to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Im Kain, he writes, Hoye memele nimtza, what would emerge would be, she'osu lodo b'chutz lo'etz. You wouldn't be allowed to live in Chutz Lo'etz. Mishum she'oyv al asay, he would be oyv on the asay of, because he's not living in Eretz Yisrael. Kamoi, he compares it to she'ilbish beged shel dalet kanfos. If someone was to wear a beged of dalet kanfos, beloy tzitzis, without any tzitzis, she'esh issa, there would be an issa. If you don't have a beged of arba kanfos, alright, you're not oyv. We call that a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. If you've got a beged of dalet kanfos, then there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis on. But if you don't have a beged of dalet kanfos, there's no chiyuv. The same thing he says with the Eretz Yisrael. It's like a beged of arba kanfos without tzitzis. But if you've got a beged, you would be over. But he says, Veloy, he doesn't mention at all that it's an issa to live in Eretz, that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, that it's an issa to go out. Because as we learned from the Rambam before, there are three conditions, three main conditions why you're allowed to leave. Either it was because for Limud Torah, or Lissa Isha, or Panosa, or another time the Rambam adds on, Lahatzin Menagoyim, for that there would be a heter to leave Eretz Yisrael and to live in Chutz Lo'etz. It's Yedua Taka, that even though Rav Moshe does write in Tshuvas that it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but he was very much against living in Chutz Lo'etz and being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Agam, we did say that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef there in Bismanom, they were nifta in Chutz Lo'etz. They were nifta in Mitzrayim and they were brought over to Eretz Yisrael. But he says that... Sorry?
He lived in America, but he buried in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, I'm coming to that. Hold on. That's what I'm just going to say.
What?
Moshe very nice story. Yeah. So Moshe, interesting that Moshe writes in Tshuvas that Eretz Yisrael is a place for the Chaim, but not for the Beis HaChaim. He was very much against being buried, living in the Chutz Lo'etz and being buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the irony is, he himself, he left Betzavor that he should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. What happened in Hashemayim, Ashgocha Protis, if you remember at the time, the plane that his Oren was on, had engine trouble, the plane had to come back, they changed planes, and then eventually he was buried, I think in Hanzesim he's buried in Moshe. Hamanuchas, is it? In Hamanuchas, yeah. So by Ashgocha Protis, the Satmar of Zechayin Menocha was also very much against living in Chutz Lo'etz and to be buried late in Eretz Yisrael, and he kept his shitta. He's buried in America, he's buried in Monroe, and he was not taken over to Eretz Yisrael.
But he left Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, that's something else. He went to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but we're talking...
America.
Yeah, we're saying that. Okay, yeah. In fact, the Satmar of, as you know, was a Kanoi. And he writes Taka something very interesting. We say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Baal Haggadah says there, Ilu notzar lonu es hatoyro, v'loi hachnisonu le'etz Yisrael, dayenu. If the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would have given us the Torah and wouldn't have given us Eretz Yisrael, dayenu would have been enough. So he's medayik, the Satmar of. It doesn't say feket. It doesn't say Ilu notzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eretz Yisrael. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu just given us its soul and not lotzon on us a Torah dayenu. If we would have Eretz Yisrael without Torah dayenu, he says that's not dayenu. We can live without Eretz Yisrael, but we can't live without Torah. That was the Satmar of Shitta all the way through his life. Now, Eretz Yisrael as such has got two kedushas. The Tashpatz, also Mamadod Rishonim writes, that the Eretz Yisrael has got the Kedusha in its own right. As we find the Pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Ekev, the Torah says there that Ki Yehu Doresh Oisar Einei Hashem Elekecho Mereishis HaShono Vat Achris Shono. There's a special Hashgocha Protis of the Shechina. And that doesn't mean to say that in Chutz Lo'etz there is no Hashgocha Protis. Every Yid unlike a goy, by goyim that there is no such thing as hashgacha potis. They have hashgacha klolis, but hashgacha potis is only for klalis. But above the concept of hashgacha potis, there's such a thing as the shchina. The shchina only rests in Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk, we see this from the pasuk itself in Chumash. The pasuk says several times, "Asher ani shoychein besoicho." The Bainim Shulchan says, "I live. My shchina is in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Lo'etz." I will ask a kasha. We find Yecheskel Hanovi lived in Bovel, and he was a novi. If he was a novi, the shchina must have been with him. So on that, and Mefarshim say that he had the shchina was already with him beforehand when he was in Eretz Yisrael before he went into Golus. The shchina can only rest on a person in Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, his Sefer Yecheskel was written by the Anshei Knesset on the Gloyer when they came into Eretz Yisrael. As Rashi writes in the beginning of Bava Basra in Hashutvin, that Shenevua bechutzot loinit no likosef. There can't be a Shechina, the Nevua, in normally speaking, in Chutz Lo'etz. Now, when was this Kedusha, which Eretz Yisrael had, when did it start off? So there are some Mefarshim who say that the Kedusha started going back to the time of the Ovis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's when the Kedusha started. And we find, Bechlal, through Jewish history, that Eretz Yisrael was niskadish three times. Once in the time of the Ovis, as we just said, Ribbono Shel Olam promised Eretz Yisrael to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then, in the time of Yeshua, when Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, and the third time we find in the time of Ezra, when Ezra brought the Yidden up from Golus, there was also the Inyan of Kedusha. So the Gemara calls the time of the Mizmandi of Yeshua, when Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, that's known as Kedusha Rishoyna. Kedusha Rishoyna came about through Kivish and Chilik. It took them 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael, then took another 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael amongst the Shvatim, and then, when that's when Eretz Yisrael had Klal Yisrael proper, that's when Eretz Yisrael was niskadish for mitzvahs at Luyus Ba'oretz. Up till then, there was no chiyuv to give trumas and mitzvahs. There was no such chiyuv of mitzvahs at Luyus Ba'oretz. That's how the Rambam records it. Rashi and the Ramban say that the Kedusha Zoretz came through the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Through the Beis HaMikdash, which is the holiest place in the world, we see that the Kedusha of the emanated from the Beis HaMikdash immediately, as we find even in the Midbar, after Yeshua conquered the Shiva Amimim and then made Chiluk, he divided Eretz Yisrael amongst the Shvatim. Immediately afterwards came about Mishkan Shiloh. That was the first Mishkan after Moshe Rabbeinu, was the Mishkan Shiloh. And that created, says the, according to Rashi and the Ramban, that created the Kedusha Soretz for Chiyuvim of the mitzvahs of Mises. Horaya, they say, straight after it says in Re'eh, Ase to Ase, that you should take the Zechiyuv to take Mises. The pasuk immediately says, "Bamokem asher yivcha Hashem." So, "Bamokem asher yivcha Hashem" is in Bismanom. In those times, was the Mishkan. So, you see, up till the Mishkan in Shiloh, there was no chiyuv to give trumas and maases. It was the Mishkan that was mekadesh Eretz Yisrael.
And Lekachikopel as well.
Well, that's a shine on Lekachikopel. Where did that come?
The story of Rus was before the
Mishkan. Yeah, true. Yeah, and Hanama, yeah. Now, what is actually this Kedusha Taka, what we're talking about? The fact that we can use the payers of the land, we take the Oima, the Bikurim, the Shtei Alechem, that's all brought from Eretz Yisrael. We don't take it from Italy or we take it from France. That brings out the Kedusha, that Eretz Yisrael is, the land itself is Kodesh, plus the payers we use from Eretz Yisrael to do the mitzvahs. Now, there is a machlokes tanoim, whether or not we say kitche rishoino, which was the kedusha of Yeshua, was it kitche leshato only for then the kedusha was, or do we say it's also kitche losed lovoi, even in the time of the churban of the bais? Now when Klal Yisrael are in Golus, when they went in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, do we say that the Kedusha, what didn't become bottle? Legaba the inn of few mitzvahs or tluyas poets? Or do we say no? Do we say kitchen ashanta veloy kitchen losilovay? In other words, does the Kedusha remain adayoyim azeh or not? And that's a big machlokes tanoim. Most poskim, most suvohas do take on that this Kedusha has become bottle because we've had the churban habayis, Klal Yisrael have gone into Golus, we don't have that Kedusha anymore. As far as the Kedusha from Ezra, which we said was the Kedusha Shnia, for the Chiyuv of Mitzvahs Tluyos Poetz, that in fact is a machlokes in the Yerushalmi in Shviis, whether or not that's min haTorah or min derabbanan. Next year, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to have Shmita. And Shmita, we know, is one of the mitzvahs which is Tluyos Poetz. Shmita is only kept in Eretz Yisrael. Now, when was the first Shmita kept? So the Rishonim make a cheshbon. The first 7 years, it took 7 years for Yeshua to conquer Eretz Yisrael. There was no Shmita then. Took another 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. It's 14 years. Again, there was no Shmita yet. Then they started working on the fields. 7 years later, that makes it after 21 years that Klal Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the first Shmita came about. Now, if we say that Shmita Bizman Hazeh, which is a machlokes, is it min haTorah or min derabbanan, that will be tolui, that will depend whether we say kitcha shoyne kitcha lashata ulosed lovoy, or kitcha shoyne kitcha veloy lasid lovoy. If we say that the kedusha shoyne is kitcha lashata ulosed lovoy, then Shmita is a chiyuv Shmita Bizman Hazeh min haTorah. But if we say kitchen ashanta veloy kitchen losed lovay, the kedusha was only at the time. But in the meantime, we had the churban habayis and we had to golus. Then shmita bizman hazeh is only the rabbanon. So just imagine, Rabbi Yisrael, today the farmers, and as we hear, Baruch Hashem, more and more farmers are beginning to keep shmita. It's an amazing thing because most shittas will take on that shmita is only mid rabbanon. So mitzvah midarabonon, and here we're making such a tzimtzum. They're making such a big fuss. The farmers, the Yisrael Kedoshim, they're keeping such a major mitzvah to leave their panosa only for mitzvah midarabonon. There are mitzvahs, there are shittas, who hold that shmita is possible to say there's no bizman hazeh, there's no shmita at all, because shmita is tied up with yovel, and the own shmita only applies when there's yovel. Today we don't have dinim of yovel. So it's quite possible there is no shita. There is no shmita. Rabbi said there's plenty more to say. I'm sorry, the clock has beaten us. The English shall help me, you also. And we should all have the schus. We should be able to go. Lots of love and interest in the Pele Yoid says you should make, if you want to live in Eretz Yisrael, make sure you only move over when you're old. He says Eretz Yisrael is a very hard country. Don't take your children with you. It's a very interesting look in this Pele Yoid and Eretz Yisrael. It's an amazing thing what you write, but it's a tremendous schus he finishes off to live in Eretz Yisrael. The English shall help. We should be zoicha to see the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Meher, Yemenu, Rachman, Vidoilim, Omein. Amen. Amen.